This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. We're going to remember the 80th anniversary of D-Day this week. It's important to recognize and remember the significance of those who served, including our guest today, Travis Bickford. He's the head of the Program Coordination and Communications at the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. And Travis is here to explain how the Veterans History Project is collecting stories and artifacts to memorialize the sacrifice of people who served. Let me start by saying, Travis, thank you for your service.
Thank you. And you're welcome. Thank you for saying that.
You did not serve in World War II. You served in another conflict.
Absolutely. No, I did not serve in World War II. My grandfather did, however. But I fought in, I served in the Iraq War back in 2005, 2006.
Got it. My father and my father-in-law served in World War II. My grandfather on my mother's side served in World War I.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, not uncommon because back then, if you were of age, there was a very good likelihood that you were going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think today or, yeah, you know, June 6th is a day that we should really be thinking about that and that we should be honoring those who did serve during that time because, you know, it's the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And at the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress, you can go on to our website and you can actually hear a story from one of the veterans who fought on D-Day, who were there, who were on, you know, storming the beach, you know, Normandy. And that's what's so special about about the Veterans History Project is that we can do that.
By the way, we should mention the website. We'll do that now. We'll mention in a few minutes. That's loc.gov/vets.
Correct.
That's loc.gov/vets. Why is it important for us to remember?
I mean, why is it important? Well, I mean, think about how different the world could be today if, you know, D-Day, if it weren't for the success of that invasion, right? You know, all of the, you know, all the sacrifice that had to take place in order for it to happen. You know, we live in a really, you know, pretty wonderful place, right? You know, we live in a great country. We live in a great nation. It's a great world that we live
always
in.
Always has been.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's incumbent upon us to honor those who sacrificed in order to make, you know, to keep it great, you know, and you can do that by going onto our website and hearing the stories. I think on June 6th, on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, I think we owe it to them and we owe it to ourselves because, we just do.
How did you get involved in the program? I mean, did you go to school either before or after your service and major in history?
I did. But there's that, you know, how I got here, it's just, you know, it was I had a very, you know, strong interest in this program and I worked hard. And luckily, I was able to have the resume that the Library of Congress, you know, that they felt was fitted, you know, and was well suited. So I got lucky. But you know, today's not about me. Today's, you know, or June 6th, right? June 6th isn't about me. It's about those who served in World War II during that time and honoring and remembering them.
The Veterans History Project collects stories from veterans, all kinds of stories of, I guess, of horror of the war, as well as interesting fun stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you can't put veterans in a box, right? Just like anyone else. So you're going to, you know, if people go online and look and start hearing these stories, which I think they should, you'll find out, right? That's the best way to answer that question, I think, is but to find out for yourself, because we have those stories there. They exist. You know, they're at the Library of Congress in the Veterans History Project. And yes, you're going to hear stories. Some of them are going to talk about, the horrors, right? And all the awful things that, you know, happen and take place in war, the carnage. And some are going to tell you, yeah, you're going to laugh, right? But you're only going to know that answer unless you go find out for yourself. And we collect oral histories, but we also collect original photographs. We collect letter correspondence. We collect journals and diaries, even two-dimensional artwork. There's a lot of different ways that a veteran's story can be told.
What about veterans who served at that time, but were stateside?
We have those too. Every story's important. That's something, you know, I was infantry, but you know, what it's like a watch, you know, you take out one little piece of that watch and the hour hand won't move anymore, right? It won't work. Oh, that's, you know, that's the way I like to analogize the military. Every single role is essential, whether you were stateside as a code girl, you know, deciphering German codes, right? Or whether you were a mechanic, right? In England, you know, fixing the planes, right? Or you were flying those planes or storming the beach on Normandy. You know, it all mattered. It all matters.
Do you have a favorite story that you've heard?
You know, I mean, there's so many, right? I don't know if I would say I have a favorite, but let's talk about Captain Richard Ware, who was, you know, had just finished medical school. He decided to enlist before he was drafted. He was on one of those boats that day headed, you know, to Omaha Beach. And he didn't even have to be in that first wave. He could have waited until the beach is cleared, but he volunteered to be in that first wave. He unfortunately didn't even, you know, make it to the beach. He was killed in action as he disembarked from that boat. Luckily we still have his story. We can still tell his story, and it's told through the photographs. It's told through the letters that him and his wife wrote each other. We have the letter that she wrote to him only 2 days before the invasion, June 4th, 1944. We have that letter. It just shows, you know, how special this project is, because, you know, I think people think that you have to hear the story verbally or, you know, through the audio recording, but there's just so many other ways.
How can you know, vets from World War II who served during D-Day, how can vets and their families participate in this program?
So the easiest way to get that answer is just go on to our website, you know, loc.gov/vets, and download our field kit, which will give you every, you know, detail from the very beginning of the process until the end. So we're in receipt of that collection, right? But it's all right there online. We have videos that can guide people through it. And if you still can't figure it out by searching our website, then just email us at, you know, vohp.gov, right? loc.gov.
And if somebody is reticent in telling their story, do you encourage them to do it anyway?
No, you know, I would never, as a veteran myself, I would never, it's not up to me, right? It's, you know, our job is to make sure that, or try our best to make sure that every veteran knows this exists and knows it's an opportunity, but it's always up to them if they want to tell their story or not. And, you know, they just need to, you know, for me, I just, you know, thanks to people like your show inviting us on today. We're working towards that goal of making sure they all at least know.
And would you say that part of the purpose of this is never again, so that we try not to have more conflict, to learn about what goes through the minds of people who are on the front line?
You know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, we're just here to preserve the history, right? To make sure the stories are told. I think beyond that, it's really, you know, up to the individuals themselves to kind of make, you know, I think conclusions beyond that. But what we can do is give you the stories and the information by preserving that history at the Library of Congress with the Veterans History Project, right? You know, how do you make that? How do you come to those conclusions unless you have the history? Unless it's there, unless it's preserved, right? And that's what our goal is, right? That's what we do at the Library of Congress, at Veterans History Project.
Well, Travis, again, thank you very much for your service, and we appreciate what you're doing with the Veterans History Project with the Library of Congress. We've been talking with Travis Bickford. He is the program coordinator for the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress, and this week we celebrate 80 years of D-Day. Amazing. 80 years ago. If you want more information, you have a story you'd like to share, go to loc.gov. That's loc.gov/vets. loc.gov/vets. Again, Travis, thank you. This is Late Night Health.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.